Hello, we are the middle school class at La Escuela Cutler Bay. We are Kaden Gonzalez,
LaVallis Edwards,
Malaysia Garcia,
Regina Harrell,
and Sophia Aviles.
Today we would like to talk to you about ethnobotany.
Ethnobotany is the study of relationships between plants and people in a certain region.
It can include their medicinal and their ceremonial uses.
We interviewed three experts to help us explore this topic today.
The first is Mr. Andrew Smith, Director of Operations for a catering company. We asked him what sort of events his catering company makes food for.
Anyone from having a birthday party to a retirement party to a wedding.
Mr. Smith explained to us how the types of food his company uses depends on where his clients are from.
You know, we would have, say, a bride who came from India, and they would really want to make sure we had certain spices and certain fruits and vegetables highlighted in their menu.
We were curious as to what plants would be used in an Indian wedding, so we researched traditional Indian flavors.
We found the Indian curry is very popular. It is made up of many spices such as coriander, cumin, garlic, turmeric, and ginger. These all come from plants.
Our next expert is Mr. Carlos Garcia, who is the buyer of produce for Whole Food stores.
We asked Mr. Garcia what plants Whole Food buys that their customers use for medicinal purposes.
Some of the most popular for medicinal purposes are ginger, garlic, and turmeric.
We researched these plants and found that ginger is commonly used to treat nausea, and its anti-inflammatory properties can treat muscle pain and even arthritis.
Garlic can help fight off the common cold. It can also reduce blood pressure. It's good for your heart.
Turmeric is a natural anti-inflammatory. We asked Mr. Garcia what plants in the produce section were healthiest to eat.
You want to go with your greenest vegetables. Also, dark-colored berries are very healthy. These would give you more nutrients and be more positive for your antioxidants as well.
We were curious about how antioxidants help our bodies, so we asked Mr. Daniel Estape, who has a master's degree in public health with a specialization in nutrition.
And antioxidants, what they do is basically fight free radicals. Free radicals, what those do in the body is they damage cells in the body. So the antioxidant properties of the berries can help fight chronic diseases such as heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and so on.
Our experts helped us get a better understanding of how we use plants for both ceremonial and medicinal purposes. We enjoyed exploring ethnobotany and hoped you learned something here with us today. Thanks for listening.